Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John Heyman, insider at MLB Network and works at WFAN as well. And has been covering baseball for a long time. And after yesterday, when everybody was like, what? We said we wanted to reach out to John, and he joins us right now here on the program. When you first heard $430 million for Trout, what did you think, John?
I thought that was about right. I was a little surprised that they got the deal done. It had been so quiet, and all of a sudden it's basically done. I think that's fair. He had 2 years to go. He gets the biggest contract, $360 million added. It actually comes out to 426.5, I'm told, but 430 is a good estimate. He's deserving to be the highest paid player in the game, and he is. If he had played it out, become a free agent in 2 years, I'm sure he probably could have gotten more. Maybe set the stage for some of these other guys to get more, but he liked it there, and nothing wrong with that. So he is an angel for quite a long time, another 12 years.
It is John Heyman from MLB Network. And again, guys, you can read him and follow him on Twitter, get all your breaking baseball news. It's funny because we've got Ronald Acuna, and someday we might be looking at that same kind of contract and the way Liberty is throwing money around. Not sure. What do you make of what the White Sox did with their super prospect Jimenez today?
Yeah, I mean, I think the White Sox had been kind of, I think, signaling that they were trying to do something for a while. With Jimenez, I don't think they wanted to do the manipulation of the service time, and I give them credit. They didn't do that with Kopech either, the pitcher. They got burned on that a little bit because Kopech now needed Tommy John, so he's got a year and a half service time. So I give them credit, credit for locking up Eloy Jimenez. Very talented, very, very talented hitter. And, it really helps the White Sox because it was a rough offseason. So let's face it, they tried for Machado, I think, under the radar. They tried for Harper at the end a little bit. They were keeping that quiet. It didn't quite work out. I think they understood they were a long shot there. And at least they got some really great news to get Jimenez. And, of course, we've never seen it in the major leagues, but all the scouts say that this is a blue-chip guy.
It's John Heyman joining us here on Dukes and Bell, guys, talking some MLB. Brave season right around the corner. One of the guys we talked about last time we had you on was Craig Kimbrell. Mm. And I said, boy, sure would like to have that guy, John. And you said, listen, the Braves' payroll is way under what was expected, but yet they've not gone out and spent any more money. And then today you're reporting that he's in serious talks with the Brewers.
Well, that's what it appears to be. That doesn't mean it's done with the Brewers. They still have to work it out. But my understanding is that the Brewers are serious about this. They don't seem to mind these short-term deals and giving up draft choices. They've already done one with Grandal, a catcher, paid him $18.25 million for a one-year deal, a guy who struggled in the World Series 2 years in a row, and gave up a draft choice for him. So it wouldn't be as high a draft choice with Kimbrell. That could be part of the impetus, but they've done this before. They signed Kyle Loesch late, gave up a draft choice for him. They have an opportunity to be pretty darn good. I think they're the best team in that division already. Their bullpen is probably the best in baseball as it is, and they're trying to diminish the relevance of their rotation, which is basically average at best. They've gotten away with it 2 years in a row. I was skeptical for two straight years about their rotation, but they've lived with it, and last year they had a fantastic finish, beat out the Cubs, and nearly made it to the World Series.
It is John Heyman with his guys on the WadeFord.com hotline from MLB and our sister station up in New York. We were talking earlier, John, about, because the Braves have got a lot of question marks with the pitching staff, we got a lot of young arms, which I guess we're all going to see, but we said maybe kick the tires on Gio Gonzalez as an innings eater. What's he got left in the tank?
He's been working out in Miami on his own, and he's got a rubber arm. He's a very reliable guy. Very dependable, but at this point, some people thought his stuff had gone backward a bit. I think that's why he struggled in free agency. I think he had an opportunity early with the Blue Jays for $7 million guaranteed, took a little bit of a risk here with the Yankees, 3 million base with 300,000, which is a lot per start. So he's going to hope that he makes an impression early and gets a decent number of starts. Obviously, Sabathia and Severino aren't going to start with the team, so he's got somewhat of an opportunity. They're suggesting they'll probably go with the kids, Herman, Sessa, at least at the start. They don't really think that he'll be ready pitching on his own, but he thinks he might be. So, I think that was a good signing for the Yankees. They need a little depth in that rotation. I agree with you. I think he would have been good for the Braves, but the Braves had their big splash with Josh Donaldson, and hopefully they're saving money for a rainy day because they certainly are saving money.
Got that right.
John, we talk obviously about Trout's deal, and Machado's out west now, but the Astros are still a team, in the AL, and they signed Alex Bregman to a $100 million deal. You say it's an unprecedented $10 million signing bonus. Why is that unprecedented? We don't see that in baseball?
Not for a pre-arb guy, and not that early in the going, where it's one shot, you get the $10 million. He was going to make $640 this year. I mean, obviously no one's setting up a collection, but that's nothing like $100 million and $10 million up front. So I think he did very well. There's always going to be critics, but they basically got no discount from what I can see. Three arbitration years, which could add up to potentially $40 million or so, and then two free agent years at $30 million apiece. That's the $100 million right there. So the one thing that they do get out of this is they get to keep him 2 years in a free agency until he's about 30. So they keep him for two extra years. He goes on a free agent market a little bit later, but not really a lot of discount on the years that they did get. So I think it was a good job by Bregman to get that. I don't see how he could have turned that down. Now, that $100 million basically was offered to a bunch of guys, young stars. Lindor got a $100 million offer. I'm not sure on the years of all these, but Seager at one point had the $100 million offer. Bogarts, I believe, had the $100 million offer. And this is the first one to bite on it. And in this case, with only 5 years, I would say that was a good deal for him.
It is John Heyman, guys, from MLB Network, MLB.com, and at WFAN up in New York, breaking it down for us. All right. Everybody's making moves in the East. The Mets do what the Mets do. Nationals loaded up a little bit. Phillies, obviously, the big splash. Braves are the defending NL East champions, John. But what are you looking at in this division? Who's going to win?
I'm going to go with the Phillies at this point. I think they had an incredible winter to get not only Harper, but Realmuto, Segura, Robertson, McCutcheon. I can't remember too many teams having a better winter than that. We'll see about Keuchel. They're one of the teams that's connected to him. If they get him, it's an all-time great winter. So with the excitement there, I'm going to kind of give them the edge. Obviously, Atlanta's got a good young team, and they won last year. And I'm a little skeptical with the all the reliance on the young pitchers and some of the little mix that we saw in spring training. But they could certainly win it, the Nats, without Harper. But they've improved in other areas, certainly with Corbin. I got a bunch of bullpen pieces. They look pretty good as well. And the Mets are talking a big game. We'll see about it. They've got good starting pitching, but I'm not sure they're going to have the defense and the run scoring ability to match up with the Phillies.
You left out Miami there.
Yeah, I forgot about them.
What is Jeter doing down there? And is he catching any heat in New York with being for this style of management?
No. He'll never catch heat in New York. He might catch a tiny bit of heat in Miami, but not really. His press has been fantastic. I can remember a couple times that he was criticized, I think, when he didn't stick up for A-Rod, and he was the captain at that point. But you know what? He didn't like A-Rod. So
right.
That was that. And there was a time when he was his range was diminished for a year or two. He got back somehow. He did a great job with that. Worked hard at it, and people were getting on him a little bit about that. And then at the end, he was batting second when he didn't really warrant it, but that was really Girardi's fault. Mm. So he's got an incredible press, and he's getting a little bit of heat in Miami, no pun intended, but not too bad. But as you know, he really doesn't love the press, and he doesn't love criticism, and that's why he started his own website, the Players Tribune, which is a sanitized version of news. It's kind of like
true,
nice news. I wouldn't say fake news. That's not fair. It's not fake, but it's nice news.
It's funny. I saw some of the Players Tribune where Russell Okung was like, how come NFL players don't get guaranteed money? I'm like, because you signed a bad contract? Hey, man, it's our man John Heyman talking some baseball here from MLB. Bring it back to the Braves, John. We got Ronald Acuna, Rookie of the Year, got all the tools, five-tool guy. Are you one of these like metrics guys who says, give that guy more at-bats, don't bat him cleanup, or your best player should always be the four-hitter?
Yeah, no, I bet him three or four. I give him RBI chances, and I think that's probably what they want to do. And he's kind of suggested he loves the batting leadoff, and the word is that he's willing to go and bat in the middle of that lineup, three or four. So that tells me that that's what the Braves want. We'll see if he how willing he is, but he seems to be a very nice young man and willing to go along with them. So that's I think that's the probability at this point. You know, I don't see them bucking them, and I do believe that's where they want him, and I agree. This is a kid who could hit 40 home runs. So, you know, we've seen some leadoff hitters at 40 home runs. Bobby Bonds, you know, Randy Anderson did one year. But basically, if you get 40 home runs, you should be in the middle of the lineup.
By the way, as we started the conversation talking with John Heyman, baseball insider, about Mike Trout and the deal, how long does it take for them to win out there with him on the roster?
Well, so far it's taken, 7 years? Top five MVP finish all 7 years, and they really haven't won any playoff games to this point. They had one great year, and then they got swept in the playoffs against the Royals, I believe it was. So they need pitching, you know. They have a great guy locked up, and they're celebrating, and they're happy about it. It's understandable. He's the best player in the game, a terrific young man, but their pitching is always a question. They've now got Heaney on the not going to start the season with the team. They got more injuries than any other team over the past few years in terms of that rotation. So I don't think it's going to be this year. I don't rule it out. They're not the Marlins. They got some shot, but and that division is not spectacular. We saw a taste of that Oakland-Seattle out in Tokyo. I think Oakland will probably be better than they showed today. It was one game, but you know, I think all four—I'd say four teams in that division are pitching challenged, and the Angels are one of them.
John, it's always good to have you on, man. We appreciate you jumping on with us. Great insight. Follow him on Twitter, guys. It's John Heyman. Thanks again.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.